fusion under much watering. The day being breezy, the insubordination of the large banners was very reprehensible. Each of these, being borne aloft on two poles and stayed with some half-dozen lines, was carried as polite books in the last century used to be written by various hands, and the anxiety expressed in the upturned faces of those officers, something between the anxiety attendant on the balancing art and that inseparable from the past time of kite-flying, with a touch of the angler's quality in landing his scaly prey, much impressed me. Suddenly, too, a banner would shiver in the wind and go about in the most inconvenient manner. This always happened oftenest with such gorgeous standards as those representing a gentleman in black, corpulent with tea and water, in the laudable act of summarily reforming a family, feeble and pinched with beer. The gentleman in black, distended by wind, would then conduct himself with the most unbecoming levity, while the beery family, growing beerier, would frantically try to tear themselves away from his ministration. Some of the inscriptions accompanying the banners were of a